A word of caution here, some of the testimony recorded in court is extremely emotional and might be upsetting to some listeners. On March 25th, Jason Abbott stabbed and killed his grandparents, John and Alice Abbott, his aunt, Elizabeth Abbott, and her fiancé, Charles Tate. He also attacked another aunt, Mary Ricketts, who survived. The attacks took place at the family home on Monastery Street. The state had asked for 99 years for the deaths of John and Alice Abbott, another 99 years for the deaths of Elizabeth Abbott and Charles Tate, and 20 years for the stabbing of Mary Ricketts. That's a total of 218 years behind bars. Sitka Superior Court Judge David George imposed 11 years for the assault on Ricketts and two 99-year sentences for the four murders. But George allowed for 69 years of one sentence to be served simultaneous to the other penalties. That means 140 years in jail for Abbott, who will also be eligible for parole sometime after his 66th birthday. Abbott was 18 years old when the attacks occurred. He's now 20 years old. In handing down the sentence, George said Abbott's crimes stretched beyond his immediate victims.
The victims aren't just the folks we've heard from today. They're everybody in town. Sitka is a small town. We pride ourselves on being able to leave our houses open and our cars unlocked. And not only have John Abbott and Alice Abbott and Charles Tate and Elizabeth Abbott been taken from their families and loved ones, this community is never going to be the same.
Abbott was led out of the courtroom following the hearing. Family members declined to react to the sentence afterward. Speaking in court, Mary Ricketts, the aunt who survived Abbott's knife attack, publicly disowned him.
I never thought I would ever say this to a family member, but I'm saying it today to you. You are not my family. Jason Alec Abbott. You are a disgrace of a life and the scum of the earth. You make me sick to my stomach. And I hope one day, what you put upon our family comes to you.
When it was his turn to speak, Abbott apologized to his family, thanked his mother, brother, and girlfriend for their support, and then apologized to the community.
I'm sorry, and I'm sorry for disgracing your community. It hurts to think that you all hate me too. I'm truly sorry, and I ask for forgiveness and mercy from you. I'm not a monster, but an intelligent human being with thoughts and feelings.
Abbott's mother was present in court, but declined to speak. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.